Hello, all, and welcome to the Tech Main Podcast. I'm your host, Del Santiago. This is the podcast where we take three stories that have been happening throughout the week in tech, and I bring it to you so you can be informed. This is your first time here. Welcome. Please subscribe from whatever platform you're listening on if you haven't already. And this is not your first time. Thank you for joining me for another one to the show. And for today, we're going straight to our first story of the day since there were no notable acquisitions. We got Twitter on the news. Twitter is going to be rolling out a feature that would allow you to do audio tweets. According to the article in The Verge, this feature is going to start rolling out for iOS users starting with a small sample size, but it is unknown of when it will be available for Android users. The reason for this feature is to give another option for users to express themselves when 280 characters aren't enough. According to Twitter, and I quote, each voice tweet captures up to 140 seconds of audio. You have more to say? Keep talking. Once you reach a time limit for a tweet, a new voice tweet starts automatically to create a thread, unquote. In addition, one thing to note is that you can create the voice tweets. People cannot reply with a voice tweet. As Twitter is trying to find other ways for people to communicate with each other, what are your thoughts on this? And don't be afraid to hit me up on Twitter at @vane_tech. For the second story of the day, we have the Department of Justice taking shots at the law known as Section 230, which shields big social media companies such as Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and many more from liability for what users say on their platforms. We already have spoken about this before. President Trump passed an executive order to make the FCC write rules to regulate social media companies can remove content from their sites while maintaining Section 230 immunity. This matter partially stems from when Twitter flagged his tweet from the protest a few weeks ago for violating their policies about propagating violence. Twitter flagged one of the president's tweets on June 23rd again for violating the same policies. So what does this mean to tech companies if the law passes in Congress? Well, as said by CNBC, and I quote, platforms could lose immunity if they facilitate or solicit federal criminal activity, like trafficking illicit drugs. It would also create carve-outs for child exploitation, terrorism, and cyber stalking, holding tech companies accountable for taking action on such content, unquote. For now, there's been many arguments coming from both sides of the political spectrum that it would not be a great idea to eliminate the policy that protects tech companies from being in constant lawsuits. The law was originally there to protect young tech startups, but it now protects companies that hold a lot of influence and are now worth billions, such as Twitter, such as YouTube, things like that. And I ask you now, do you think companies like YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, etc., should be liable for what people say on their platform? I also want to ask you if you think there's another way to improve these companies' way of moderating content. And for the third story of the day, The Verge reports that Facebook has introduced a new feature that allows users to quote-unquote turn off political ads that they don't like. It's going to be part of a new voting information center that they're adding into the app. This will inform users on how to register, how and where to vote, and even explains how to vote by mail. Users can even send reminders to send a notification when it's time to vote. Facebook says that the goal for the voting information center is to increase voter turnout. More specifically, according to the company that has been heavily criticized for following misinformation during the other elections, not to mention the 2016 Cambridge Analytica scandal. Do you think that this idea, instead of trying to stop misinformation, trying to educate people to go out and vote, or trying to inform the public as much as possible so they can make the best possible choice? What do you think about that? And for the bonus story of the day, we have some AirPod rumors courtesy of Minchi Kuo. The AirPods that he is specifically talking about in these reports are the ones with the first design. According to him, Apple is going to continue to sell the current AirPods for the rest of the year, but it will reveal new AirPods during the first half of 2021. I'm going to speculate, and if it's the first half of 2021, then it might be during the March event. Maybe. I'm saying that because the last time AirPods got released, it was on the website refresh during the first half of the year as well. Kuo says that the AirPods redesign will look similar to the AirPod Pros. He also had doubled down on his previous reports that say that that Apple will not be including wired earbuds for the upcoming iPhone 12 this year. So how are your feelings about that? For me, I don't really care because I think I have so many of those little Apple earbuds that I think I have a whole box of them because I just don't use them. I have AirPods and I also have my Sony 8-year ones that I use. So to me, it wouldn't matter. That's less waste for me. But please let me know. So there you have it. Thank you for tuning in to this week's podcast. If you want to continue the conversation or have any suggestions or stories you think I should talk about, you can follow me on Twitter at @Vane_tech. Please review and share with friends and family who think will enjoy the podcast. Thank you and have a nice day.